Welcome to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling. Do you believe you are capable of choosing your future? Sometimes it takes just one person to believe in you, for you to believe in yourself. If you find yourself continuing to say, someday I will take better care of myself, only to continue living the same day over and over and over again, then you, my friend, are in the right place. I am your biggest cheerleader, inspiring you to become you on purpose and with intention. Are you ready to create a life you love? I'm excited to share with you some big ideas that you can use today to inspire, impact, and influence your life and everyone in it. The Becoming You Show starts now. Hello, my friends. How are you? I am getting ready for our spring break trip. I'm super excited about it. I think I was telling you guys that about last week. And I am excited for the conversation that we're going to have today. I recently received a question that I had gotten from the Not Enough episode I did last week. And so I wanted to share it with you. So basically, I talked about the software programming that we run, that we all run, and I referred to it as scarcity coding. And I offered up one of my very favorite tools to solve for scarcity thinking. And that was to make peace with worst case scenario. And some of the feedback was, okay, I can make peace with worst case scenario, but I can't get to abundance. Abundance is the opposite of scarcity. Scarcity says that there's not enough. There's not enough time or money or experiences or success. And abundance is more than enough time and money and experiences, et cetera. And if scarcity thinking creates all sorts of scarcity emotions, not enough action and scarcity results, then the question I had was, Leah, the tool gets me to make peace with the worst case scenario, but it doesn't shift me to abundance. It just settles down my worry and my doubt and my fear in the now. So how do I get to abundance when my reality is that there actually isn't enough, that there actually isn't enough time or money or experiences or success or joy or happiness or whatever? And I loved this question. And so I'm going to take it on for today's show. So I'm going to assume that we have made peace with worst case scenario. And if you haven't yet, just hit pause, go back, listen to Not Enough, and then come back. So for purposes of this episode, I'm going to assume that you have made peace with worst case scenario. Doing so gets us to peace. It gets us out of fear, out of worry, and out of angst. But then, how do you get to abundance? How do we get to feeling enough when there actually isn't enough? Like I mentioned, not enough time, money, success, opportunities, wherever you have scarcity around. And the biggest gift you can unwrap for yourself is to realize that in order to feel like whatever it is that you want to feel enough about, that's going to come from you. It isn't found in anything outside of you. Abundance is a state of mind. It is by way of your thoughts. You can't get to enough out of not enough thinking. And you can't have the quote unquote enough results you want in your life by looking outside of yourself. So how do we shift into abundance? The funnest and easiest way for me to shift into abundance is to recode scarcity. It's to rewire programming. Neural pathways, neuroplasticity for all of my nerds in the house. We do that by first understanding that thoughts are optional, and although valid, they aren't necessarily true. Much of our thinking is based on thoughts that we have borrowed, we've recycled, we've inherited from other people. They are not of our own creation. And friends, if this is true, that means that they are all up for grabs. Yes, that is what I am saying. I am saying that you could literally think anything you want about everything. And thoughts, as you know, have an energy. an energy to either empower in abundance or disempower in scarcity. And what I have witnessed firsthand in my life is the power of our thoughts, the power of these sentences in our brain. So if all thoughts are truly up for grab and optional, why wouldn't we think as big as possible? Why wouldn't we think an impossibility? Why wouldn't we believe in some unbelievable things for the betterment of our life and for the betterment of our future? So that's what we're going to do today. We are going to try believing the unbelievable. So just like I did last time, I'm going to share with you some of these areas that I coach around a lot, that I've solved for a lot, not completely solved for, but that we have experience around scarcity, right? We experience scarcity around some of these topics, okay? And as I offered them to you in the Not Enough podcast, I'm going to re-offer them, re-invite you to consider that we might have some scarcity recoding to do. And I'm going to offer you what I think are some of my very favorite thoughts. And I want to see if they resonate for you. And you've probably heard me mention on the show before, I like to think about thoughts like clothes or lipstick, right? I'm going to offer up some thoughts to you and you just get to try them on. You just get to try them on and see if they fit. And maybe this one's too tight or that one's too loose, or you like that shade or you don't like that shade, or however you want to think about thoughts, but they're optional. They're up for grabs. They're for you to decide. But they have to kind of land a little bit. There has to be some element to, I could probably believe that, or I think this looks pretty good on me. Okay. So you ready? We're gonna start with money. And I mentioned money last week by way of like resources, things, right? Because it's not necessarily the money that we don't have enough of. It's not money per se. It's what money allows us to do. It's what money affords us to buy, to experience the things, the stuff, okay? And so as it relates to this stuff, these things, these experiences, this is one of my very favorite thoughts about money, or the thing that money bought, was I wasn't meant to have it. And there will always be probably something better, because Target is never going to stop making tremendously cute things. So like if I had scarcity around this shirt or this, these fun bags or these fun sunglasses or these throw pillows, okay? The way I get to abundance with it, well, is to make peace with worst case scenario, right? Like it will probably have it at some point in time if I go back. But the abundant thought is I wasn't ever supposed to have it. Somebody's always going to create really cute clothes and pillows. And I can tell myself that if I come back and it's gone, then there will be something even better waiting. Okay. I will always be able to get what I need. Did you know that you were just allowed to think that? No, I'm not talking about sitting on your couch, just waiting for money to magically appear. I'm talking about being allowed to put some faith in yourself. I will always be able to get what I need. And if I can't, I don't need it. And the amount of money that I have is the exact amount of money that I need right now. And if I needed any more, I would have had it. I would have got it. I would have made more. I mean, isn't that true? Isn't that what's really true? And when you choose to believe that you are capable of making as much money as you want, and that money is fun and it's easy, and that you get to help people, that's my very favorite part about making money. It's so fun to do. I can just get creative, and there's lots of opportunities. There's lots of people that need you, that need your unique set of gifts and skill and brilliance. And people's needs right now are greater than ever. And do you know how you make a lot of money? You meet a lot of people's needs. Money is exchanged for value. That's it. So how can you right now provide more value in whatever it is that you're doing? And again, it's easy to tell yourself that it's harder right now, but is that true? Things have changed. Yes. Doesn't mean it's harder. And when you open up to that realization, you'll realize that there's a lot of abundance to be had around money. Because what else is true is scarcity. The whole idea of it's not enough, or it's hard right now, or all of the other stories that we want to tell ourselves about why we don't have enough money, it steals our resourcefulness. Abundance invites us to step into our grit, step into our confidence. It asks us to skill up, to level up, and to think bigger. So how can you think about money different? How have you been thinking about it? Have you been thinking about it in scarcity, that it's hard, that there's never enough, that it doesn't grow on trees, that you have to work a lot of long, arduous hours? Because knowing, right, the awareness of your thoughts about money or any of the topics that I'm going to talk about today is really the first step into shifting into abundance around it. You have to know where you're not in abundance to get there. Okay? So that's money. I just like to believe that I am capable of having as much as I want. And again, that's not me sitting on my hands and just wishing it to happen. It's me having some faith and some belief in myself that I am capable and confident enough to figure it out. And if I don't have that competence and confidence, then it's up to me to figure out how to get the competence and the confidence. It's up to me to get mentors. It's up to me to take courses on how to level up in my business. But money isn't limited. I just have to level up my skill. And that is thinking abundantly about it. Okay, that's money. Food. I talked about that. I truly believe that for the most of us, okay, where most of us are living and our livelihood right now, there's always going to probably be good food available. There is. Let's be real here. For most of us, there is enough food. In all honesty, the world is not necessarily even set up to help us with our nutrition goals. The world is set up to provide us with really good, quick food, delicious, really yummy food that might not have our best nutritional values and wants in mind, which is why for so many of us, we have to get really strategic with our health goals, because we have to be onto ourselves that there's always enough food. There's always enough quick food, fast food, that again, might not align with our goals for new nutrient dense type food, okay? And I like to think about food as fuel for my body 80% of the time. Yes, there are lots of amazing foods out there that I like that aren't necessarily good for me, that aren't necessarily nutritious or wholesome. And I like to think that when I eat those foods, that my amazing body is going to take care of it, because that's what it does. And I'm not going to be angry with me, and I'm not going to be mad at me for eating it. I'm just going to eat it knowing that the next time I eat, it's going to be something that's going to support my body. That's it. Because what we don't need is more scarcity thinking around the scarcity fueling or the feeding that we're doing. Because all that does is it creates a bunch of cortisol that goes directly to the places that we already have a bunch of shame and guilt around. So my favorite thought about food is whatever it is that I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat it and I'm going to love it. And I'm going to be happy about it. And I'm going to know it's either going to fuel me and support my health goals and my progress towards living a healthy, vibrant, energetic life, or my amazing body is going to take care of it like it always does. And it's going to be great. And because I feel so compassionate, so much compassion for myself, I'm going to hook myself up the next time I eat. Because I just know that it had to work a little bit harder to digest all the crap that I just ate, right? All of the things that I think are so much fun and that I enjoy. But I'm going to hook myself up the next time. I'm going to feed it something that doesn't have to work so hard. That's all. Okay? So that's what those are my thoughts that I choose around food. I don't generally classify food as good or bad. It's just food that I eat, and then I make right by either that next choice, or I thank me, thank you, body, for taking that food that didn't necessarily support our goals and digesting it and figuring out what to do with it. I appreciate you. Okay? It's such a more healthy and more abundant way, at least for me, to deal with food. Fun. Okay? There's a lot of scarcity around fun. I talked about it. Not enough. FOMO. Fear of missing out. And here's my thoughts, my very favorite thoughts around fun. There's so much fun to be had. Fun is something that you create. It has become a value of mine, fun. Meaning, it's a litmus test. Is this going to be fun? If I can't make this be fun, or if I'm not going to have fun, it's a no for me. No, thank you. Okay? Fun is something you create. It's not an experience outside of you. It's not an experience even that Disney creates. You create it with your beautiful brain. And when you realize that, you can play with creating fun any place, anytime you want. And when you stop looking for other people and for things and for experiences outside of yourself to be fun, you become much more fun. You have fun and other people want to be around you because you are fun. So be the fun, you guys. There's no shortage of fun because you are the creator of it. Love. Here's what I want to say about love, okay? First, our lovability and our likability has nothing to do with us. I coach a lot of people on feeling insecure when they go to conferences or when they have to mingle or talk with other people. For so many of my clients, they would just rather be in the corner, like in the back of the room, right, where there's no one, than to mingle. And so many of my clients will tell me that they'll see like a woman and it seems like she can talk to everyone. She just flutters around the room as if it's no big deal. And what I want all of you to know is that that person, okay, is a person that most likely will like you because she's a person that goes out of her way. She likes people. She's going around the room to meet people. Okay, she has the skill of liking people, which means her liking another person, aka you, is increased. Does that make sense? I'm probably not explaining that very well. But her ability to like people says more about her than the people that she's liking. So I want you to think about yourself and your likability as having nothing to do with you. It has to do with the other person doing the liking. And then you just get to decide how you want to show up. Right? You just get to decide. I want to be a person that goes around and talks to people because I'm a very confident person as an identity. Like I am confident. I am social, right? We like to label ourselves as introverts or extroverts. And when we do that, that very label prevents us from being that person that we want to be, from making contacts. We go to these conferences to meet other people, to network. We're not going to network in the corner. So in order to network, in order to mingle with people, we have to be somebody that mingles. Okay? So I like to think about it that way, that these are just people. And whether or not they like me or not, when I approach them, none of my business. Me going up and trying to have a conversation with them and being interested in what it is that they do, that's my business. Okay? Success, the exact same thing. There's not a finite amount of success. Rather than being discouraged, right, at someone else's success, I like to celebrate and be inspired about what's possible. Wow. If she could do that, I could do that. If she's a human being, that's a woman that has a family and has kids and she's capable of doing that, then I could be capable of doing that too. I want us to be happy for other people's success because that gives me lots of opportunities for me to be happy. And sometimes it might take me a second to get out of jealousy, but it doesn't require a lot of me to think. Wow, it's amazing for her. That's awesome. Right? It's awesome for working at that and achieving that. And I want to know more about what she did and what she struggled with and what she overcame to get there. Good for them. And even if I had a client that offered up to me, like this particular person that she had a bunch of envy around, they were just given it. They were just given it. Like they just inherited it. Okay. Can we get to a place like, awesome. Good for them. What an awesome world that we live in, that people are just giving things without having them do anything. I love that for her. I'm so glad that she is having that experience. That's amazing. What an incredible world, right? All of that's available to you if you practice it, okay? Life itself, and I know that there's lots of scarcity around this, and, you know, I'm even debating even bringing it up right now. But for me, at least personally, I'm of the opinion that I'm going to die when I'm supposed to. And so will everyone else in my life. And it doesn't mean that I don't take care of myself and I want to be healthy. It just means that I'm not going to be caught up with scarcity in this life. Because one, I believe I'm going to be with all the people in my next life. And two, when I'm all worried about it, it robs me of this life. And so why do we want to be scarce around this life? I just don't see a reason to it. And yes, have I believed that people were taken from me prematurely? Yeah. And that feels awful. And when I can get to abundance with that, like, no, they were supposed to be taken when they were taken. Because anything other than that thought, for at least me, robs them of their experience, their life experience. And who am I to say when they were supposed to, when they were supposed to live and when they were supposed to not? So that's just how I get to abundance around that. And it's required a lot of work for me to get to. That's a podcast for a completely other day. Kids, oh my goodness, I have lots of beliefs in kids because I've needed to, right? I like to think about my kids like watching a movie, right? It's interactive. I get a front row seat. I've not seen this movie before. And the story that I had drawn up in my head was that they were going to be perfect, that their life was going to be easy, that I was going to protect them, and that I was going to source their happiness in some way. And all of that just creates more scarcity for me. Instead, if I watch them like I'm watching a movie, I can just accept the fact that no. They're going to make mistakes. That they are going to put themselves in harm's way. That they are going to have obstacles that they are going to have to overcome. That they are going to have a struggle. And nothing's gone wrong. Your movie about your kid, your children, it's just an allowance, an acceptance of what is. It's like, this is part of the movie where this child did this. Huh, fascinating. This is part of the movie where this child did this. I think when we resist their ability to be human, their ability to live this life, to learn in this life, prevents us from connecting with them in a way that is in abundance as opposed to scarcity, right? So when you think about children and we think about that they're not enough in some ways, that they should be better in some ways, I like to offer to myself, no, they shouldn't. And if I'm really being honest with myself, a big reason why I want them to be better for them is so that I can feel better about it. And I can do that without them being any different. That just gets me into abundance. I also don't source my kids' happiness. This has been huge for me, you guys. Shouldering that created so much pressure for me. and it disconnected me from my kids and myself. I don't source their happiness. They source their happiness. And when you realize that, then you just get to step into and be available for them whenever they need you, whenever they need you to be available for them. Okay, so that's huge. I want to share with you just a few more ideas about how I think about things. Okay, and I hope that you'll take some of them and maybe borrow them. Okay, so being tired. Okay, this is a big one for me. I choose to believe that being tired is not a big deal. Right? I just choose to believe it's not a big deal. I choose to believe that whatever amount of sleep I get is exactly what I needed. I like to think that nobody just tired better than me. Because this is what I know for sure. When I wake up in the morning and I am tired and I make tired to be this huge thing, this huge event, like I'm just so exhausted, I'm just so tired, I can't do this, I can't do that. What's going to end up happening is I'm just going to create more exhaust and more overwhelm for myself and not doing some of the things that I know might create a little bit energy for myself. And so I just choose to believe that I'm really good at being tired and that nobody does it better than me, right? Other people, I give people permission to not like me. How nice of me. Some people won't care for me. That's okay. I give everyone permission to think and feel whatever they want. And when I did that, I started to like me better because I stopped performing. I stopped pretending. I stopped people pleasing in order for them to like me. And what I know for sure is when I did that, people pleased, pretended, placated, performed, I didn't like me. So I don't really spend much time anymore thinking about it like I used to. I don't spend a whole lot of time thinking, God, I wonder what they think about me. I'm just like, okay, girl, what do you think about you? Here's another thing. It's okay for people to be grumpy. Isn't it true? If you think about it, why don't you just let them be grumpy? They can't get you down if you don't let them. Right? If you don't let them. Failing. Here's another one that I've had to work so hard on. When I try something and it fails, and I don't achieve it in the way that I want or in the time that I want, instead of making it mean that I'm not worthy or enough, I taught this to myself. I get so proud of me. I'm trying things. If I'm not failing, I'm not showing up near my potential. If I'm just doing things that I'm good at, I'm not growing. Okay? There are so many thoughts that I like to think, abundant thoughts, impossible thoughts that I like to think for the betterment of my being, thoughts around my body, think thoughts about relationships, thoughts about money and time and death and life and kids and the universe and decisions and all of it. And if you're not doing this work, if you're not consciously, intentionally, on purpose, choosing impossible thoughts, it's really hard. It's challenging to live in the impossibility that is available. And so I want to invite you to do this work, not just with me on this podcast, although I love having you here. And I haven't thanked you guys for a while, so I want to take a beat right now to thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this podcast with other people. And if you haven't in a while, would you for me? Would you for maybe that other person? If you get anything out of them at all, even just a little glimmer of hope, glimmer of empowerment, glimmer of like personal freedom and power, just share it. Share it with somebody and say, hey, I got something out of this today. Thought you might like it. She's pretty cool, or whatever you want to say about me again, right? But can you share it? But so thank you. Thank you for sharing it. And thank you for doing this work. This work is so transformative. And if you don't have a coach, if you don't have some sort of mentor, I would love to be yours. I'm opening up seats in my next Becoming program. I would love to have you in there. If you don't know if coaching is right for you, jump on a free strategy call with me. If anything, I can most likely get you to peace or empowerment or have some goals or targets or some self-discipline to get you moving, to get you progress, to get more momentum in your life just by a call. So jump on a call, get enrolled in a program, get yourself in community where power sentences, power thoughts, impossibility thinking transforms the way you show up and do this life. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for doing this work, and I will see you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to the Becoming You Show with me, your host, Leah Rowling, where I share big ideas to inspire, impact, and influence your life. Tune in every Friday at 11 Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your morning cup of coffee, the hug you never want to end, and that inspirational message that you felt was written just for you. Each show is inspiring you to become you with purpose and intention. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.